The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today is the concluding day of the 3-day special prayer banquet, and it's also our wisdom impartation service. And I'm trusting God to grant me speed this evening. Tonight we'll be teaching and be looking at doing exploits via divine presence. This month, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has been declared by the servant of God as our month of divine presence and presence. Divine presence and what? And presence. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. That is just by the way. In the big Acts of Apostles, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The reason why Jesus was healing the sick and delivering the oppressed of the devil was because God was with him. And I want you to know that in this month you will do exploit, because God is with you, in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. You know, you have been destined for exploit in life and in destiny. The book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b. But the people that know their God shall be strong, and they will do exploit. You have been destined for exploit in life and in destiny. And I want you to know that exploit is a normal thing in the life of a believer. In the course of the week, I was talking with Mama, and we were discussing certain things. And I said, sometimes when you look at some things that some people do, you don't want to do good again. And she said, no. If you are a believer, you must continually do good, because it is in your DNA. It is in your nature. If you are not doing good as a believer, that means you are not a believer. Praise the Lord. It is in your DNA for you to do good. Ruminant animals are the ones that regurgitate, isn't it? It is in their DNA to do so. Even if you want to force them not to do so, they will still do so. Praise the Lord. So it is in our DNA to do exploit. We have been conditioned and designed by God for exploit. Say, I've been conditioned and I've been designed by God to do exploit. You are not designed to be a failure in life. You are not designed to be a failure. And this month we'll be looking at the divine presence of God, as this is the avenue for us to do exploit. And this is divine presence of God is only possible via the presence of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And it is the presence of God, and that via the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life, in my life, that backs exploits. Say, I will do exploit. Say, I will do exploit. Say, I will do exploit. But they that know their God shall be strong, and they will do exploit. Daniel 11:32b. So if you are a child of God, that means you know your God. And if you know your God, you will do what? You will do what? The Bible says in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. But the first part, that A part, say, but ye shall receive what? Power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You need power to do exploit. And that power is made available via the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Praise the Lord. The person of the Holy Spirit is the third person in Trinity. That is the Spirit of the living God. So when you carry the presence of God, you cannot carry the presence of God without the Holy Spirit in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no Christian that can do without the Holy Spirit. He is a person that the Holy Spirit cannot do without. This was the strength of the apostles. As we can see in the book of Acts of Apostles. In fact, the book of Acts of Apostles can be termed the book of Acts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because it was the Holy Ghost was doing wonders via through the life of the apostles. And that was why they could do so much that they were able to achieve. Brethren, I want us to know that we need the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, and when the days of Pentecost was fully come, that's in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 1, they were with one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled all the house where they were what? Where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clove tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody will be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. These were the same people that were timid before. These were the same people that were hiding before. These were the same people that could not do any miracle before. But after the Holy Ghost came, they launched out and they began to do exploits. You will do exploits in the mighty name of Jesus. And in chapter 3, the Bible says, and now, chapter 3, verse 1, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked and alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave it unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Verse 7, and he took him by the right hand. The man was still doubting. He didn't get up. So Peter jacked him by the right hand. And he said, get up. And he lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. They began to do exploits. Hallelujah. Brethren, by the reason of the Holy Spirit, you will do exploits. In the name of Jesus. I said you will do exploits. I said you will do exploits. I said you will do exploits. In the name of Jesus. Peter became a marvel. John became a marvel. We read verse 12. They became a marvel. The people marveled. People will marvel at the things that will be coming out of your life in the name of Jesus. Good things. Great things. In the name of Jesus. What are the vital facts about the Holy Ghost? About the Holy Spirit? What are the vital facts? Number one, the Holy Spirit always looks for ways to comfort us. The Holy Spirit always looks for ways to comfort us. John chapter 16, verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7. Say, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for me, for you, that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. That's the Holy Spirit. The comfort ministry is one of the main functions of the Holy Spirit. He always looks for ways to make us comfortable. When we talk about comfort, many of us think it is the comfort, that name that is given to somebody. We are not talking about the name of somebody called comfort. No. Some of us, when we say comfort, we talk about, oh, maybe somebody's speaking some sweet words that are comfortable. Eh? Somebody just patting your head and speaking some words, that's comfort. No. Comfort is all encompassing. You know, the Holy Spirit not only speaks words that are comfortable, He makes us comfortable. You know what it means to be comfortable? It means you are lacking in nothing. You are satisfied in everything. Hallelujah. Lacking in nothing. Satisfied in everything. That is what it means to be comfortable. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is given to make us comfortable. That is to make us to lack in nothing. To make us to be full of His presence. To make us to enjoy the beauty of His presence. That we will not lack the fellowship of His presence. That's the function of the comfort of the Holy Spirit. May you experience that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Another fact about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit hates sin. The Holy Spirit hates sin. Hallelujah. And iniquities. Romans chapter 8 verse 4. Romans chapter 8 verse 4. That the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Sin is subject to the law. But the righteousness of God is subject to the Spirit of the living God. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, it gives you the ability to reign after sin and to live up, to live above, rather. Pardon me, to live above sin. He hates sin. He does not want you and I to dwell in sin. In fact, sin makes him to depart. Sin grieves the Holy Spirit. It grieves the Holy Spirit. And that is why the presence of God cannot dwell and behold where there is iniquity. Praise the Lord. The Bible says His hand is not shutting. Neither is His ear heavy that He cannot hear us. But your iniquity has put a separation between you and God. Praise the Lord. So, sin is an irritation to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. How many of us know real pepe? Know this real pepe that when you are frying, it will irritate all your eye and nose and you'll be sneezing and all that. How many of us will love to stay in a room and you want that kind of a thing to be around you always and you say, I will enjoy myself. You will not enjoy yourself. Praise the Lord. In fact, it can kill. Because it can make the person not to be able to breathe properly. And if you are unable to breathe properly, that could lead to some other dangerous things. Praise the Lord. So it's just like that. Sin is irritating to the Holy Spirit. Every one of us, we definitely move away from such a place. Same, the Holy Spirit will move away from where iniquity and sin is dwelling. And that is why exploits will not be possible. Because the presence of God is not there. May sin and iniquity not take us away from the presence of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three. The Holy Spirit is an excellent spirit. The Holy Spirit. Fact about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an excellent spirit. It's a holy spirit. It's a spirit that is excellent. If you want to walk in excellence, if you want to do things in excellence, you want to be an excellent fashion designer, you need the Holy Spirit. You want to be an excellent computer engineer, you need the Holy Spirit. Many of us will say, but there are people out there that are not born again and they are doing very well. There is always a spirit behind something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Many of us, you don't believe that? There's always a spirit. There is nothing that happens in the physical without it first being settled in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So to walk in excellence that will lead to your exploits, you need the Holy Spirit because it's an excellent spirit. It's not a spirit that dwells in error, no. Or fallacy, no. or lies. No. He is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of excellence. The Spirit of the living God. And I pray for someone tonight. May you receive this Spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. An excellent person is a person that is on the pathway to exploit. An excellent person is a person on the pathway to exploit. You can't be an excellent person and exploit will be scarce in your life. No. You can't be a man of excellence and exploit will be difficult for you. And by the way, I would like to ask us this question. How many of us has read the book, The Pathway to Excellence? How many of us? Can I just see your hands? Okay, less than 10%. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Less than 10%. How many of us have the book, Pathway to Excellence? Less than 20%. If you lack something, and somebody has tread that path before, you are going to Kutuwenji. How many of us know Kutuwenji? Do you know that it exists? Which state? Kutuwenji. God bless you. It's a border between Niger and Kwara. Hallelujah. Many of us know that it exists. It actually exists. You are going to Kutuwenji. And you don't know the road. But Akeri knows the road to Kutuwenji. He has traveled to Kutuwenji successfully several times. Because he was the one that answered the question. So he knows the road to Kutuwenji. Hallelujah. He has traveled several times to Kutuwenji. And you are going to Kutuwenji because there you are going to make your millions in dollars. You will do exploit. And you will do excellently well. And you are so sure of that. And he has drawn a map of how to get to Kutuwenji and put it in a book and said, just buy for 1,000 naira. Make sure you read the book. It will lead to where you are going. Please, what will be your response? You will buy it or not? Ah, you said, why not? Of course, God bless you. But that's what many of us are doing presently. The set man, the senior pastor, is a man of excellence. I can tell you that. He's a man of excellence. 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 I can say it 1,000 times. He's a man that has attention to details. He's a man that knows what excellence is. And he has written a book, Pathway to Excellence. And it's amazing. Many of us are not buying it. Not because it's expensive. Because I believe that there is none of us seated here that cannot afford that. In fact, in the course of the week, many of us have spent many more than that. And we are not getting it. It's a sign that we are not eager and hungry for excellence. But as you receive the power of the Holy Ghost tonight, the hunger for excellence will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will not dwell too much on that. But please, before the end of the week, get a copy of the book. In fact, tonight, get a copy. Resource people, I hope you are ready because everybody is buying tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know you won't disappoint me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number what now? Number four. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. You can offend the Holy Spirit and grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In other words, it means that the Holy Spirit can be grieved. What does it mean to be grieved? When you are grieved, you are not happy with someone. If you are not happy with someone, will you be ready to flow with that person? No. So the Holy Spirit can't flow with you when you grieve Him. And how do we grieve the Holy Spirit? By doing things that are wrong. by disobeying the voice of the Holy Spirit, by not doing what the Holy Spirit has asked us to do, by not acting on the things that the Holy Spirit has instructed us to act upon. I want you to know this, that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of love, but you can grieve the Holy Spirit. And when you grieve the Holy Spirit, he departs from you, he separates himself from you. And the moment the Holy Spirit separates himself from you, you are at that point not under the presence of the Holy Ghost, under the presence of God. The presence of God will be taken away. May the presence of God not be taken away from you in the name of Jesus. That's why the psalmist says in Psalm 51, say, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Don't take thy spirit away. Don't cast me out of your presence. Cast me not from your presence. You will not be cast out of the presence of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Benefits of the Holy Spirit. Benefits of the Holy Spirit. Number one, he helps us to pray. He helps us in prayer. He helps us in prayer. The Holy Spirit helps us in prayer. You know, a lot of time we don't know what to pray. A lot of time we don't know how to pray. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Say, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray. For as we ought, but the Holy Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, let me explain this scripture to us. The Holy Spirit maketh intercession. He helpeth our infirmities. Our infirmities there does not mean sickness. Our weaknesses. Our weaknesses. Now, our weaknesses make us not to pray the way we ought to pray, though we are praying, but not the way we needed to pray. It's not talking about how much shout you are making. Maybe you actually needed to be praying for grace, but because you have weakness for food, you are praying for food. Maybe you needed to pray for wisdom. But because, and it is the wisdom that will give you money. But because you have weakness, when it comes to money, you are praying for money. Lord, I want money. Ah, money, money, God, money, money. And what you have to pray for is wisdom to get money. So the Holy Spirit helps us, helps our infirmities, helps our weakness. Now, because we know not, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That is, sometimes we don't even know how to pray. Sometimes we don't even know when and how and where to pray. So he maketh intercession for us. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, verse 27. He searcheth the heart, our heart, knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. Now, we are spirit beings. So he searches our heart. He knows what is in the heart of the Spirit. Now, your spirit, if you're a child of God, will constantly walk and think and behave according to the will of God. But your flesh will not want to walk in the will of God. So he drops away from the flesh and communicates with the Spirit, because deep calleth unto deep. And reach it out to your spirit so that you can pray as per the will of God for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 28. Having done this, all things will now work together for good for you that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You can only be called according to his purpose when you are walking according to his will. And you cannot walk according to his will unless your spirit is connected to his spirit. And that is why the Holy Spirit prayeth for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, one of the major advantages of the Holy Spirit is that it helps you to pray. And not just to pray, but to pray as per the will of God. And the more of the Spirit, the more relationship you have with the Spirit, the more you can pray and pray according to his will, leading to the fulfillment of his purpose in your life. And let me tell you this, the purpose of God cannot be fulfilled in your life and exploit will be scarce in your life. Because he is the God of exploit. So if he is the God of exploit and you are doing his purpose, definitely you will do exploit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you prayed according to his will, you are praying into exploit. I pray for someone tonight, you will pray into exploit in the name of Jesus. Number two benefits of the Spirit is that it helps you to praise God. It helps you to praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit help us to praise God. You know, we are debtors to the flesh. As long as you are not born again, you are a debtor to the flesh. But when you give your life to Christ, you are no longer a debtor to the flesh. But you will live above the flesh. Praise the Lord. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 13 that for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit of God do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You cannot understand God or how to worship God if you don't have the Holy Spirit. You cannot understand how to praise God if you don't have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helps you to know how to praise God. Because you are now a son. My son definitely will know what pleases me and what does not please me. He or she will know when to approach me and not when to approach me. If you say, of course, I'm a Yoruba man. I can just walk into the palace of the Honi of Ife. And I want to go and praise him and sing his eulogies. Or what do you call it? Oriki. What's the English name for Oriki? Eulogies. Yes, thank you. They will beat you, eh? Because you will not know what to say. But if you are a prince or a princess, of course you will know. Or if one of the palace chiefs has taught you, has helped you to learn how to do it, definitely you will do it. Same the Holy Spirit. He is the one that ushers us into the high praise and high worship of God. He is the one that helps you to know how to praise God. And when you get to that point, you discover that your praise is no longer coming from your emotions, but it's coming from your spirit. You transcend your emotions. You transcend the situations around you. And you see yourself worshiping God in a realm that connects you with him. It becomes so real as if God is with you. That is the true worshiper that God is talking about. That now is the time for they that worship God to worship him in spirit and in truth. It is that level that God wants us to praise him and to worship him in order for us to access his presence. You cannot worship God and praise God at that particular level and come out and you will not carry his presence. Hallelujah. And when you carry his presence, I want to assure you, exploit is sure. Hallelujah. Number what now? Number three. Try to move faster now. The Holy Spirit reveals the mind of God to us. I love this one. How many of us want to know the mind of God concerning tomorrow? Your tomorrow. I'm not talking about 5th of November alone. I'm talking about the future. How many of us want to know the mind of God for the future? Connect with the Holy Spirit. You will know it. Hallelujah. For I know the thought that I have towards you, the thought of good and of peace, to give you a hope and a future, to give you an expected end. Now, as simple as that Jeremiah 29:11 is, you can't know that hope and that future and that expected end except the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. And the Holy Spirit is the revealer. He's a revealer. He reveals hidden secrets. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible says the secret things belongeth unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Lord. You see, when you connect with God, the secret things of the Lord belongs unto you. He revealed his secret things unto his servants, unto his own. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit reveals the mind of God concerning your future. If I'm going to write an exam now, and the Holy Spirit are revealed, and that I've experienced, not once, not twice, to me, of course, but I'm not stupid, I'll read that particular portion. I'll study it very well. And I can assure you, exploit is sure. I've experienced it before. 3 hours paper, I can't remember, maybe 3 hours or 2 hours paper. I finished in less than 45 minutes and I came out with A+. It was so real that I predicted each and every question at the tutorial class. And the people at the tutorial class felt that this boy must have seen the question, and they went to report me to the Z-level advisor now. And that one called me after the exam and said, is it true? I said, no, it's the Holy Spirit. And thank God, he is also a pastor. And he said, just tell them, please go away. And Papa have also shared with us his own testimony of God revealing secret things belongs unto God. He revealed them to his children via the Holy Spirit. Life and death. I don't know if you are going for an interview and you have dressed up in white shirt and the Holy Spirit tells you go and change from white to blue. And you never know that the color of the company is blue. And among all the people that are coming for interview, you are the only one wearing blue. And when you get there, they say, ah, this is the only guy that knows our color. And you are favored. He reveals secret things. He reveals secret things. He reveals secret things. The Lord will reveal secret things unto you in the name of Jesus. Number 4, the Holy Ghost help us build up our faith in God. Jude. Verse 20. Jude is just one chapter. Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It builds up your faith in God. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, your faith in God is built up. Or the Holy Spirit is a faith builder. How does he build faith? You are there, you are doubting God. The Holy Spirit reminds you, brings you to remembrance of what God has done in the time past. In your life and in the life of somebody close to you. I say, if God can do it, don't you think he will do it again? Your faith rise up. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. You are doubting, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? He say, no, you can do it. Go ahead, do it. Because he's with you. And your faith moves up and you are doing it. He's a builder of faith. He's a builder of faith. And that is where we can't do without him. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. How many of us know that when you finish praying in tongues for some time, you come out, you are bolder. I don't know if you have experienced it before. You just suddenly discover that you are more bold. You know why? Because your spirit man has been strengthened and has received building up in your most holy faith. May the Lord build you up in the name of Jesus. May your faith be built up in the name of Jesus. Number five, the Holy Spirit is our enabler. He enables us. If your desire is to accomplish great things, then you need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to enable you to achieve great things. You need the support of the Holy Spirit. Enabler. There are some things in chemistry we call catalysts. They don't partake in the reaction, but they do what? They speed up the rate of the reaction. Now, what they do is they enable those that are supposed to do the reaction to do it better and faster. The Holy Spirit is a catalyst for accomplishment. He catalyzes your energy. The grace and the gift of God that has been put in you that is latent, He brings them out, catalyzes them up, charge them up, and you see yourself displaying those gifts, thereby leading to your exploit. He enables you. He gives you strength. He supports you. You are weak, but He comes in and says, no, you can't be weak. You are doubting God. And He brings it to your remembrance. With me, all things are possible. I am God. Is there anything impossible for me? He said, oh, if there's nothing impossible for God, then I am a son of God. This can't be impossible for me. Then you see yourself doing it. He's an enabler. He enables you to do that which you naturally will not do. If you put those chemicals together that needed a catalyst for their reaction to be completed, they will complete the reaction, but it may take a long time. And sometimes the reaction will not even start until you put the catalyst. They will be there and be looking. They have the ability to produce the result, molecules or products that you want them to produce, but they will not produce it until you drop in the catalyst that will enable them to do it. That is the way the life of many of us are. God has deposited that song in you. God has given you that gift. God has given you that vision. God has given you that grace. God has given you that wisdom. Yet you are not using it. Why? Because you are not leaning on the enabling power of the Holy Spirit to energize it and to bring it to action in your life. And until you get to that point that you begin to engage the Holy Spirit, you will see that you will be struggling and you are not moving as fast as you should. And you are not able to achieve and command the kind of exploit that you have been designed to command. I pray for somebody tonight that the Holy Spirit will enable you to achieve that which God has designed you to achieve in the name of Jesus. Number six, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. John chapter 14 verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, He will bring all things to your remembrance. The Holy Spirit brings all things to your remembrance. He brings all things to your remembrance. He's your teacher. He shall teach you all things. Brethren, all things means what? All things means all things. All things means all things. Simple. It may sound stupid. You want to cook something you have not cooked before. Say, Holy Spirit, please teach me. He will teach you. It may sound stupid. You don't know how to do certain things. He said, Holy Spirit, I depend on you. Help me. We help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of all things. Hallelujah. There is no professor that is a professor of all things. How you have seen a professor of all things before? I've not seen one. But I know one teacher. That is called the Holy Ghost. He's the teacher of all things. Why? Because all things were created through Him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was without form and void. And the Spirit of the Lord drew what? Hovered over the surface of the earth. And God spoke, and the Spirit of God went into action and created all things. So He can teach all things because He created through Him. All things were created. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things in the name of Jesus. He will grant you access to all what you need to be an exploit maker in the name of Jesus. I strongly believe, since I gave my life to Christ, that I cannot write any exam and I fail. And with all humility, to the glory of God, I've never written any exam after I gave my life to Christ and I failed. I strongly believe it. It has never happened and it won't happen. Because I'm still going to write many exams. Hallelujah. I mean academic exams. I've never written, since I gave my life to Christ and I started walking after God, I've never written any academic exams and I failed. And when I mean fail, I'm not talking about even passing at certain level. It can't be below certain level. That's just the truth. It can't be. I can't go to the same class with an unbeliever. Every unbeliever is scoring above me. It's not possible. I must be among the first five. That's the minimum. Why? Because I have something they don't have. Praise the Lord. You can't be in business and somebody that is not a believer is doing better than you. No. You can't be in any chosen career and somebody who is not a believer is better. No. You must be at the top. He said, you are the head and not the tail. With the help of the Holy Spirit, that power must be established in the name of Jesus. What are the boosters of the divine presence of the Holy Ghost? Number one is joy and gladness. My time is up, so I'm going to rush now. Joy and gladness. The Holy Spirit loves the joyful spirit. The Holy Spirit loves a joyful heart. When a person is always joyful, he has the capacity to attract divine presence. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. When you know how to be happy, the Holy Spirit does not dwell around those that are moody. He dwells around those who are full of joy and gladness. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Don't allow heaviness of heart to drive away the Holy Spirit from you. I don't like people that are moody to stay around me. If you are moody, I don't like it. If you are always moody, I don't like it. You can ask some few people who have worked with me before in the church. I don't like, once you are moody around me, I don't like it. I don't like moody people to be around me. I don't like it. I'm not saying you should be a chatterbox and be talking cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha everywhere. No, I don't like that also. But I don't like people that are moroseful and always sober, always moody. No, you can't be around me. I will ask you, what is wrong? What is wrong? If you don't have anything, I will force you to smile. I always like to be around some people that makes me happy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of us likes to be around people that makes you happy? So if you like to be around someone that makes you happy, what do you think the Holy Spirit is? An emotional spirit. He likes to be around those that makes him happy. Those that are happy. And you can't be around somebody that is happy and you will not be happy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two, practice quietness. Practice quietness. Practice quietness. Practice quietness. The Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. You can get more than staying with God than running around for many days. You get more done. You get more things done when you stay with God than when you are running around for days. And I was speaking to somebody this afternoon and he said something. He said, the end of the world is near. So we should stop doing sha-sha-sha. You know what it means to be doing sha-sha-sha? That is, you are just running here and there. Said, it's time believers stop doing sha-sha-sha. Wah-wah-wah. Stay in one place and focus on God. Stop doing sha-sha-sha. Wah-wah-wah. Stop running here and there. The Holy Spirit does not speak when your mind is not settled. It doesn't speak. And it's always speaking, but you will not hear. Why? Because your mind is not settled. Don't listen. And it's a bit, a lot of time we are praying. We are praying. We are praying. And he just wants you to pause for a while so that he can speak. You are there. And he just wants you to pause. Just pause for a few minutes so that he can speak. And say, oh, what you're asking for, just go and ask this person. He will do it for you. Or just take this step and these steps. But because we lack that quietness, we lack that soberness that is required for him. And you know the one thing about the Holy Spirit, he doesn't argue or struggle with anybody. He doesn't argue, he will not force you with us. He's a gentle spirit. I don't like people also that are too wah 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 and sha sha sha. No. Do you know that most great thinkers are people that have quiet spirits? Most great inventors are people that have quiet spirits. Most great inventors are people that have quiet spirits. Don't talk all the time, you are just talking. All the time you are just talking. All the time you are just playing. All the time you are just gissing. All the time you are just cracking jokes. All the time you are just running here and there. To and fro, when you are not the devil. There must be a time of quietness for the Holy Spirit. And that is why observing your quiet time in the morning is most important. Sometimes when I'm observing my quiet time, I can be still for like 5-10 minutes, not say anything, just be still. Sometimes my wife will think I'm sleeping. I'm not sleeping. I just still, just want to hear. I've been praying. Now I should hear. Because prayer is what? Communication. So you can't be radio. That, in fact, radio don't talk alone now. So if there's calling. It's those days that they call it Asoro Magbisi. Now it's not Asoro Magbisi, Woman Gbisi. They're calling. They do a program, they are doing calling. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have to have quietness to hear from him. Let him speak to you. Let him speak to you. Let him speak to you. You get more done staying with God than running around. You know, Papa shared with us a story that he went somewhere to pray and to seek the face of God for the next thing to do. And he said as he entered, he left to another country. As he got there, he detached the TV, no distraction. And he was there alone with God for some days. He got to a point, the hotel people came to knock the door. Are you still alive? Because we have not been seeing you to come and eat free breakfast. He has not come there for breakfast. He has come there for breakthrough. And he said after the third or fourth day, I can't remember, he walked out. And he didn't move far before God spoke to him and said, that is it. That is what you should do next. And that's it. That's it. Boom. Boom. Like that. And that's it. If he has just been sha, 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 sha all the time, he won't get it. Don't be distracted. Practice quietness. Number three, where I will stop tonight, a life of prayer and intercession. A life of what? Prayer and intercession. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us the grace to connect to him in prayers. A life of prayer and intercession. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. A life of prayer and intercession. A life of prayer and intercession. Many of us want to enjoy fruit, but we don't want to endure the labor that will produce the fruit. You can't enjoy fruit if there is no labor. The labor of accessing the Holy Spirit is what we have talked about. Prayer is one of those labor. Prayer is one of those labor. Prayer is one of those labor. And I pray tonight that the Holy Spirit will connect with us always and will give us the grace to walk in him in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.